Chapter 10. The secret to being a great leader, Dreykul Lesserson reflected, lay in the ability to recognize intelligence and ambition, totally unencumbered by morality. And in the news fop currently seated on the couch in his rented Coruscanti apartment, he had found all of those things in great quantity. Javis Tyr's giant bright smile was a trap waiting to snap, his silky warm voice a lie in the making, his polished good looks bait on a hook. Tyr would sell his sister for a scoop, or vibroknife his best friend for an exclusive, and a private researcher had provided evidence of both. The man was, in short, the perfect tool for a cornered predator such as Lesserson, a wounded bloodfin reduced to attacking from the safety of the shadows. Lesserson's reflections came to an abrupt end as the scene on the hotel suite vidwall drew to a close, with a durasteel gate dropping down to hide the departing forms of Han and Leia Solo. He watched the pair escape unscathed, as they always seemed to do, from nearly any mess they created, and a familiar burning began to build in his stomach. How the Solos could unabashedly ignore the same law that they insisted everyone else obey was beyond him. The sheer gall of such behavior was enough to justify destroying them, as was the memory of Han Solo holding a blaster on him aboard the Anakin Solo. But that wasn't why Lesserson was doing this. This was about survival, about making certain that neither the Solos nor the Jedi were ever in a position to threaten him or the Moff Council again. Because Jagged Fell wasn't going to be the head of state of the Galactic Empire forever. He wasn't smart enough, mean enough, or ruthless enough. Sooner or later, he was going to make a mistake, and Lesserson was only one in a long line of Moffs who would be standing behind him when he did, holding a vibro dagger and ready to plunge it in. The scene on the vidwall switched to Jaina Solo as she ducked into the crumpled Imperial limousine, ignoring the GAS captain's repeated orders to open the gate. Lesserson paused the video, then turned to his guest, who was sprawled on the couch, sipping a glass of Riborian Gax that would have cost him a month's wages. "Javis, my good man, I saw that live 3 hours ago," he said. "You did very well making the Solos and the Jedi look bad, without mentioning the fact that there were no grounds for an arrest. But I see no reason to watch it again. You can rest assured that I consider our relationship a valuable one."
"It's about to get a lot more valuable."
Tyr took a long sip of Gax.
"Keep going. I haven't put everything on the air yet."
Lesserson cocked a gray brow.
"I wish you would have just said so. I really don't enjoy having my time wasted." "This isn't a waste, I promise you."
Tyr tipped his glass up, gulping down a swallow of Gax that was probably worth 300 credits, then reached for the decanter on the serving cart.
"You mind?"
"Not at all," Lesserson said, speaking between clenched teeth.
"I'll break out the Bravely next time."
Lesserson turned back the vidwall and thumbed the remote, fast-forwarding through the confrontation between Fell's driver and the GAS lieutenant, then through Tyr's own arrival. Finally, the scene switched to a view of Jaina Solo's face and not much else. After a moment of confusion, it grew apparent that the dark bands framing her image were a Nerf hide speeder seat on one side and a beverage cabinet on the other.
"Very impressive," Lesserson said. "You slipped a spy droid inside Head of State Fell's limousine."
"Your spy droid," Tyr corrected. "This came from that little cleaning unit you set up for me."
Jaina's voice sounded from the vidwall speakers. Lesserson listened with only moderate interest as she thanked Fell for sheltering her and revealed that it had been her own con artist father who had tricked the GAS commander into letting the Solos close the gate in his face. Then Fell mentioned Dalla, and after a rather protracted negotiation over terms, the conversation grew very interesting very fast.
"I overheard something alarming when I was in Dalla's office yesterday," Fell said. "She's thinking of hiring a company of Mandalorians."
Jaina's exclamation of "Mandalorians" was only slightly more astonished than Lesserson's own.
He turned to face a smirking Tyr, listening in ever-growing disbelief as Jaina rattled off questions. Then Jag confirmed.
She's been inquiring as to how many super commandos it might take to handle the Jedi. Exactly what she's considering, I don't know, but it can't be good.
Lesserson paused the video, then asked, Did I really just hear Fel reveal a Galactic Alliance secret to a Jedi? Tyr nodded.
He makes her promise not to tell anyone, he said. It's kind of touching if you're into that doomed love stuff.
Doomed leaders are more my style, Lesserson replied.